Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Show on a Wednesday. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, Gary Ellerson in here, 414-799-1250, the phone number. Appreciate you hanging out. Anthony Mandela and intern AmFam producing the show today, 414-799-1250, the phone number, live at 105.7fmthefan.com, the Wendy's Fresh Never Frozen Inbox. GE, rainy outside, but we're going to make everybody feel a little bit better today.
It's going to be a little sunny in here, big guy.
It's going to be sunny. We're thinking Summerfest. We got your chance to win some tickets in a summer-themed contest. We'll get into that in a few minutes. But Brian Gutekunst talking today on the Bill Michaels Show. We'll hear some of that conversation. Also hear from Matt LaFleur later on in the program after they wrapped up their second day of mandatory minicamp. Mm-hmm. Now, Gary, quickly, I heard Matt LaFleur, he did not commit to tomorrow's practice plan. Hasn't told the media of when they're going to have practice. He might... They did such a good job today. Just might give them the day off tomorrow. Just might.
Well, I mean that's they coaches normally do that. I mean,
so Forrest Gregg was cool with that.
No. You're not getting a day off, cuz.
Every time I hear one of these newfangled pro football coaches giving a day off, yeah, you know. Matt Nagy did like a competition day where they're throwing hula hoops around the flagpoles.
These guys don't know how good they got it.
That wasn't happening.
Well, maybe they do know how good they have it. I mean,
they could. They could know how good they have it.
And it's going to get. And listen, it's supposed to be for the better, right? I mean, if you really think about the game of football, it's come a long way in that. You know, now we're starting to outlaw certain drills, which mm-hmm. I think most certainly should do that, because right now in Little League football, we don't do those drills anymore. Well, people that are in the know should not be doing that.
And people that are now being trained that know that kind of stuff.
Should not be doing that drill. Especially with little kids who are still forming, you know, their brain development. Those drills have no place in football. So, yeah, we know better now in the game of football than we've ever known. I think the game is probably safer than it's ever been.
Absolutely.
But you still have those guys out there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you still got the coach from the 70s, coach of football?
They're still out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's all they know. And they only know one way, and they still coach. And God forbid if you get one of those guys at the little league level, like, you know, the 6-year-old, 7-year-old, 8-year-old, 9-year-old, 10-year-old, that level. I just hope you don't get one of those guys at that level, because you'll ruin it for everybody. I think football is for me about at that level is about retention, meaning you want to keep as many players as you can. Mm-hmm. You never know what they're going to grow in a B when they're 11th and 12th
right.
grades. So we don't want to lose any kids. And a lot of kids are afraid. A lot of kids are afraid to hit. We want to work with you and build up your confidence so you can, you know, have that ability to still stay in the game of football.
And teach the fundamentals
and
of
teach
the game.
The fundamentals.
And the fundamentals are being more and more pushed. Like when you were coaching, you had all the training, the USA football trainings and stuff like that. It's fundamentals that you can teach these
Blocking
kids.
Blocking tackling, man.
Right, exactly.
Right foot, left foot, you know, start that kind of good stuff.
So there's been some differences how coaches back.
I've been trying to avoid this, but go ahead.
How coaches coached back in your day.
Yeah.
There's coaches nowadays who are a little bit more laxed, mm-hmm. younger, cool, playing basketball in the practice room and adjusting their new game plan as a first-year head coach.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about Matt LaFleur up in Green Bay to their 34-year-old quarterback.
Who,
when we started this coaching search, Gary, if I can't remember correctly, one of the things you wanted was a guy that was going to come in and tell Aaron Rodgers, this is how we're going to do things around here nowadays.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Matt LaFleur appears to, and his whole staff, with Nathaniel Hackett, offensive coordinator, Luke Getsy, the quarterback's coach, all going to be in the room. Matt LaFleur yesterday talked a little bit about the challenges of getting Aaron Rodgers ready to be in a new offense and being ready to play in a new offense.
He's played the game a certain style for his whole career, and he's done it at a pretty high level. So I think, you know, just some of the things that he's been able to really enhance within our offense has been, you know, a lot of fun to watch. You saw like that off-schedule play that he made down in the red zone. He made another one to Jake Kumerow where, you know, I didn't anticipate the ball going where it went, but that's where it went, and, you know, it was a touchdown. So, you know, we never want to take that playmaker away from him.
Rob Domofsky penned an article at ESPN.com.
And you can just play that one more time.
The full one?
He's played the game a certain style for his whole career, and he's done it at a pretty high level. So I think, you know, just some of the things that he's been able to really enhance within our offense has been, you know, a lot of fun to watch. You saw like that off-schedule play that he made down in the red zone. He made another one to Jake Kumerow where, you know, I didn't anticipate the ball going where it went, but that's where it went, and, you know, it was a touchdown. So, you know, we never want to take that playmaker away from him.
Roger said, "Big boy, let me
show you how things are done around here.
Big boy, get out. Let me show you how I can do this. I know you got a play that you want to call, but let me just show how I can enhance this a little bit. Just step back a little bit. Let me work my magic here." And he's right. Okay, I get down with a guy like that. You don't want to change.
Never want to handcuff a player like that. No,
you don't. Totally agree with that. Because his greatness is his greatness, okay? And I totally agree with that. You don't want to change it. You don't. But what you don't want is what you had with Mike McCarthy. And I know this is not the question, but I fear that we're heading back down that dark road again. Just if you read, we haven't gotten to Rob, but if you read Rob, if you're hearing this, I feel that we're heading down that path again.
The title of Rob Domofsky's piece, where this question comes from, of is Matt LaFleur going to be in control? 414-799-1250.
Is that the title?
The title of the article is Aaron Rodgers still wants to make the no good play throws.
That's the title.
Well,
is that the title?
That's the title. No. Oh. Good play. Okay. 15-yard catch. Good play. Sounds good. No, that's not. Okay. All right. Devontae on the edge. That works. All right. 12-yard gain. Move the chains. All right. Well, live to see another day. There was a guy open on the slant, but we'll get him next series. The play where Rodgers wants to extend the play outside of the design. Is Aaron Rodgers going to be out of control in this situation, Gary? Is Matt LaFleur going to be able to rein this man in? Because Nathaniel Hackett, offensive coordinator, had a little bit different theory of how you're supposed to work with a quarterback of Aaron Rodgers' ilk.
We just want to make it even easier for him. I mean, it's one of those things. He's already at a very high level, and we've all seen that. We all know that. And I think that, you know, our job as coaches with this offense is to just try to fit it with him and give him more ammo. And that's going to be something that's going to, you know, it's going to be fluid. And I think that's what we're trying to work toward.
Just play it one more time.
We just want to make it even easier for him. I mean, it's one of those things. He's already at a very high level, and we've all seen that. We all know that. And I think that, you know, our job as coaches with this offense is to just try to fit it with him and give him more ammo. And that's going to be something that's going to, you know, it's going to be fluid. And I think that's what we're trying to work toward.
This is my first time hearing all this stuff, so I got to digest. Just so I haven't heard any of this.
It's fluid. It's a fluid situation for Gary Ellerson as well.
Can you do me a favor? Can you pull up, was that the guy that wrote the article and I called him and got him on? There was a quote from...
Talking about the Tyler Dunn article?
Yeah, allegedly from Martin Murphy, where he had a conversation with Rodgers and told Rodgers,
Don't be the problem.
Don't be the problem. Wasn't that a...
Mm-hmm.
And then Mark came out and said he never said that.
Aaron said he called Mark and said, "Dude, what was up with this? I don't remember this conversation."
Right. There it is. There it is. This is what Mark was talking about.
This is it.
This is it.
This was what he meant.
This is what Mark meant. Dude, just accept the coaching. Just do what these guys ask you to do. Just go with it. Just give it a chance. And this joker day one said, this is how we gonna roll. I'm not 414-799-1250. I'm not really trying to call anybody out or anything like that. I don't even know how this is gonna go. I don't even know how it's gonna work out. But right now it's gonna create some excitement in my belly because really I thought it was just kind of on the down low in Green Bay right now. Everybody was getting along, everybody was doing what they were supposed to do. It's going along great quietly. And then now I hear this. I don't think we're actually creating anything here.
No, I don't feel like we're being media guys. I feel like we're just listening and...
We're just listening and playing.
Trying to figure out what we're going to see because we don't know what we're going to see.
Because what we knew last year is that... And I'm just going to keep it straight 100, folks. And I know you folks hate when I do this because you think, oh, Gary's not a Packer fan. Gary's not a Bucks fan. Gary's not a Brewers fan. Because I tell you the truth all the time. If you want to listen to somebody else that makes stuff up, that want to be like straight down the middle, want you to like them, then you might want to go listen to another show because that's not what I do. I keep it straight 100 all the time, and this is the way I see it. And the way I see it is this is the same situation, if you remember, that we really had with Mike McCarthy. And like who were really calling the plays? And like everybody was talking about, oh, Mike McCarthy's offense, it stinks. Mike McCarthy, his offense.
He just doesn't do anything new.
Mike McCarthy.
My grandma could have called those plays.
Can you go back to Matt LaFleur one more time?
Yeah, for sure.
He's played the game a certain style for his whole career, and he's done it at a pretty high level. So I think, you know, just some of the things that he's been able to really enhance within our offense has been, you know, a lot of fun to watch. You saw like that off-schedule play that he made down in the red zone. Made another one to Jake Kumerow where, you know, I didn't anticipate the ball going where it went, but that's where it went, and you know, it was a touchdown. So, you know, we never want to take that playmaker away from him.
No, and you don't. You don't. And I agree with that. You don't want to take... But how much is all this play calling that we thought was on McCarthy when this guy here, he's doing it now, today, with LaFleur? I mean, are we really going to see the Matt LaFleur offense? Are we really going to see the offense that McVay had with the Rams? I think we'll see the sets and the formation, but will this really just be Aaron Rodgers' offense again like it was under McCarthy? 414-799-1250. I could be wrong. I mean, I'm just saying, I'm not trying to throw anybody in the bus. This is my first time hearing this right now today. I mean, like literally right now, if you guys, your first time, I just want to know your thoughts on it. That's all I want to know. I don't have a question. I just want to know because this is, I think we've been down this road. This road was that we get a new offensive coordinator, we get a new head coach, and it's going to be a new offense, and this is what we're going to do. This doesn't feel like it, if I'm overreacting, tell me. But this doesn't feel like it to me. I could be wrong.
It feels like Aaron Rodgers is going to be in control.
Hey!
Go
ahead.
Is Matt LaFleur going to be able to be in control? 414-799-1250.
I don't know. I don't know if that...
That's the only kind of question I can come up with after listening to
it. Right. I mean, just tell me if I'm wrong. I mean, we're just laying it out. We just laying it out. We want you to hear it. You have your opinion. I'm not trying to give you I'm giving you my opinion. But my opinion doesn't have to be your opinion. You understand what I'm saying? I just want you to hear and react to us, Billy Schmidt, Mr. Wilton O'Falcon. Is it the Carroll Pioneers?
Carroll Pioneers, yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Bill, what do you think, buddy?
Well, when Rob Domofsky asked Aaron, how long was you not improvising going to last? Rob asked that in this article here on ESPN.com. He says, when asked how long it would last, Rodgers joked, game one, play one.
Oh, Lord. He did not say that.
Is Matt LaFleur going to be in control? 414-799-1250. Gary, are you going to be in control enough to tell everybody about the Jewelry Center? Or,
well, yeah.
Or do you need a minute?
Well,
because I dropped this audio on you when we walked in. I said, hey, man, I got some good stuff for you.
Oh, my God.
I got some good stuff from minicamp. Only day two of mandatory minicamp, and we got some really good stuff. We got Mike Clemens also with a lot more good stuff coming up at 5:35. We're going to hear from Brian Gutekunst. Also, more Matt LaFleur. Little Badger football in comparison to Green Bay Packer football talk. This feels like it's getting the gears going for you, though.
Now
it
does.
Packers talk.
Now it does.
It's scratching the itch. Packers talk. Randy's Big Show. Gary Ellerson, Bill Schmidt on the Fan.
Yeah, I think you probably want to talk to those guys. But, I mean, you know, in my time here, Aaron's always bought in. You know, I know there's been a lot of things written, but he's always bought in. He's always been a team guy. And I think, you know, these are new challenges for some of our veteran players, including Aaron, because it's a new system, some different terminology. But the work ethic of that group, the veteran group, has been excellent. And I think they're excited to kind of see where this thing can grow to.
General Manager Brian Gutekunst earlier today on The Fan with Bill Michaels. Hear a little bit more of that conversation coming up. Wendy's Big Show on The Fan. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. Gary Ellerson, 414-799-1250. Will Matt LaFleur have control? Is Matt LaFleur going to be in control? Gary, it just appears to me, after hearing a little bit, of just a little taster of the Packers in mandatory game practice situations, it feels like Aaron Rodgers is still going to want to be Aaron Rodgers.
Well, listen, this is grown-up radio here. This radio we're talking right now is grown-up radio for grown-up people that discuss grown-up type situations, and keeping it 100 and being straightforward about it on what you thought this offense was going to look like, on the problems that you had before within this offense that you were upset about. And then now, do you feel like there's some carryover from McCarthy to LaFleur? And that carryover obviously is Aaron Rodgers. And then whether you thought that he was going to get down with what LaFleur, I mean, basically, if you go back and play LaFleur again, LaFleur, he says, I was expecting it to go because he knows where it's supposed to go. Now, here's the thing, what you don't want. And I wasn't there and I didn't see it. But here's what you don't want. That guy, if that play was meant to go to Jamon Moore, and Jamon Moore was open on that play, and Rodgers decided to go someone else and make the incredible throw or play, I got a problem with that. I do it. Passing up guys and going to other guys. I got an issue with that.
Because you're taking away reps and development time from somebody that the organization
has
made a point
to show. Well, now I'm trying to show you how I can ad-lib, and this is what I really can do, and how I play it, and how it's this. Now I'm going to try and show you what Aaron Rodgers, and you do, and you'll get caught up into that because he does do that, and he can make some incredible plays. Yes. But how can we work all that within the framework of what we're trying to accomplish offensively?
And how we're trying to win. I mean, winning is going to come back to be the end-all, be-all of this situation. And you're right. Matt LaFleur hasn't been in this position before.
Never.
To have the clout to say, dude, we need to make sure that we're running for a couple of series. We got to show everybody on the field. We need to see everybody on the field.
Because normally,
not just Jay Kumerow.
Right, because normally if you're a play caller, plays build on top of plays. I mean that you have sequences in what you run plays and what you show defenses. So you may on purpose show a defense something and it may not work. And you kind of know that play may not work. Or that play only gets you 2 or 3 yards. But you're trying to set up another play that looks like that same play on top of that that gets you the touchdown. Well, Rodgers has already screwed that 2-3 yards play up that you know that's going to work because he's trying to get the touchdown every single time. So as a play caller, you never really get into a rhythm on what you want to call. Thus, when I was telling you folks, for the last 5 years, it seems like we had 2 play callers. The plays look all disjointed with McCarthy. It looked like there was no flow with what McCarthy was doing. Well, what we found out that the reason why there was no flow because you had Mike McCarthy calling plays and you had Rodgers calling plays, or at least Rodgers doing what he wants to do and McCarthy had another plan. I don't know. I could be overreacting. 414-799-1250. I could be overreacting. I mean, I could be. Tell me if I am. I don't. One thing about Gary Olsen, I'm just so grown. I'm a grown man. I don't mind folks telling me if I'm wrong. It is.
Somebody embrace it.
Everybody's got an opinion. And I'm not trying to be right all the time. But this just doesn't sound good to me. It just doesn't sound. And they're going to get down with it. I mean, I don't even know after this guy. So he goes and throws his touchdown. I don't even know how you step to the guy and say, hey, could you just stay on script and throw it?
Could you throw it to where we got to go?
Throw it where we got to go, please.
Because then everybody's cheering. Everybody's juiced up. Oh, man, look at Aaron go. Aaron's back.
How you pull that back?
That's part of the balancing act that the entire staff has to be in control of. But, Gary, we've talked about it. The staff is so young, especially on that offensive side of the football. They don't have the dude that has Matt LaFleur coached Matt Ryan for a year.
Right.
They don't have those dudes that have been with teams for so long and have proven success to be saying, we know that this is going to work better.
Well, Mike couldn't even do it. Mike couldn't get Rodgers in line.
But so much of that, I believe, was Aaron saying, I'm part of the reason why you believe you can do this. Aaron taking credit for why they were where they had been. Kind of get what
sure.
I'm saying?
Yeah, sure.
With Marcus Mariota, he's going to do what he's told to do.
Yeah, Marcus, yeah, he got.
Marcus Mariota's trying to get a second contract.
Got no pelts on the wall yet, man.
For this situation, for how this offense is going to move, Mike said something yesterday. Mike Clemens joins us at 5:35. Where Bakhtiari is looking back after somebody gets sent in motion, saying, I didn't think there was motion on this play.
Right. Jokers are already doing it. Can you find that? Play that back again.
The whole offense is built around timing and misdirection.
Yes.
Everybody knows when the motion comes. It's, it's usually called in the offense outside zone call.
Right.
If you got offensive linemen saying, dude, I don't think there's motion here. Why are we sending Jimmy off to the right side?
If you look at this LaFleur offense, or if you look at McVay's offense, they will tell you that this offense is predicated on it looks the same every single time. And that's the deception part of it, off of that. Because it always looks the same. And that's the deception part of that offense. But there's different ways that you can go about setting this offense up and making it work. Now, if you got a guy running off doing his own thing, I'm just telling you guys, you'll never be able to set up anything.
And if you're a player on that offense and you do have two play callers, which one are you listening to?
I'm listening to the guy in the quarterback. I'm listening
to the guy that's going to give me the football.
Yeah, I'm listening to that joker.
Who's going to give me the opportunity to make money.
Because he's calling plays. I mean, great, coach. Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you this. I hate saying this, admitting this, but this is high school. But when I was in high school, I can vividly remember one time my quarterback said, I'm not running that play.
Just looked right there.
Gary, here's what I need for you to do. Touchdown. He jogs over to the sideline. Boy, did he get an earful. The play I call is the play that's run. Don't you be deviating. I know it was a touchdown, but don't you ever do that again. Ever.
And it's a little different when it's a 40-year-old man talking to a 17-year-old kid.
But what I'm saying is that stuff happens.
Mm-hmm.
It happens in high school.
Yes.
It happens in college. Quarterbacks, sometimes they get full of themselves. It is then up to the head coach or the play caller is, then how do I contain this? How do I massage this? I mean, you do. I'm not saying you don't give Rodgers any leeway because you have to. That is him. But at some point is we Packer fans, we don't want this to look like McCarthy. And it feels like, and I could be overreacting, but feels like we're headed that way again.
When we talked to Lynn Dickey a couple of weeks ago after the Bart Starr death, and we talked to Lynn, and he said one thing about quarterbacks and coaches who were quarterbacks, about how Bart Starr was influential in him developing as a quarterback. Mm-hmm. The Packers wanted to bring in a bunch of dudes that had played quarterback. Mm-hmm. Luke Getsy played quarterback. Matt LaFleur played quarterback. Nathaniel Hackett played quarterback. Where they had been in the back. They had stood behind the line and mm-hmm. looked around. They had tried to get their reads 1, 2, 3, ball out in 5 seconds. Mm-hmm. But there's a difference, I think, when you're trying to tell somebody and say, hey, man, I've seen how this works.
Right.
I've seen how this looks on the other side. But when 12 knows
right.
you couldn't do it like I can,
right.
there is going to be that pushback that you're talking
exactly.
about of, I know we can do something better here.
Yeah, and that's and what do you do? You got it? Can you, that, Matt LaFleur? You got it?
Yeah, I got the Matt LaFleur right here.
He's played the game a certain style for his whole career, and he's done it at a pretty high level. So I think, you know, just some of the things that he's been able to really enhance within our offense has been, you know, a lot of fun to watch. You saw like that off-schedule play that he made down in the red zone. He made another one to Jake Kumerow where, you know, I didn't anticipate the ball going where it went, but that's where it went, and, you know, it was a touchdown. So, you know, we never want to take that playmaker away from him.
Here's what do you think about that? Just what do you think about that comment? That, I mean, what just 414-799-1250. Just what do you think about what Matt LaFleur just said, knowing what you know about the Green Bay Packers, knowing what you know about Mike McCarthy and the offense and did it run smoothly? Just, I mean, it's my first time hearing this. You're, I mean, I'm giving raw Gary Austin here. Just, it feels much of the same to me, folks. I could be wrong.
One part of the reason why it seems sounds very similar to me, Gary, is because they're talking about number 16 as well in Jake Kumerow. And I know how much Aaron Rodgers.
Wait a minute, what do you mean they're talking about 16?
He said he throws the ball to Jake Kumerow.
He did say that?
Kumerow was the one that catches the ball that he didn't expect where it was going. Here, just sail back in here.
That.
You know, a lot of fun to watch. You saw like that off-schedule play that he made down in the red zone. He made another one to Jake Kumerow where.
Gary gets up, walks around here.
Saw like that off-schedule play that he made down in the red zone. He made another one to Jake Kumerow where.
Can you go back? Can you play the sound from Rodgers yesterday where he was talking about Jake Kumerow being?
Yeah, absolutely.
You got that?
I have it right here.
You know what you're doing, and you're in the right spot at the right time, and you don't make repeat mental mistakes. And that is not who Jake Kumerow is. He is an extremely intelligent guy who's in the right place at the right time. He makes contested catches. He makes the plays that are there, and he does little things. Like, I'm always, you know, applauding in an overt way to let the other guys know this is how you practice. He made a catch. You guys were there a couple days ago in the back of the end zone, and he made a supernatural toe drag. It's just something that a lot of guys don't do. They might just, you know, 1-2 it real quick and kind of run out of the back of the end zone. But he 1-2 toe drag.
Yeah, I got just, he got 1-2 toe drag. I mean,
you don't want to hear about how he does it?
All these guys know how to do 1-2 toe drag, man.
But he's such a smart football. Practices
okay,
so hard.
I'm not doing 414-799 what's that? I ain't forget that.
414-799-1250. You are
just what you. I just want to know
more than I am.
What y'all think? What you think? I said y'all because I'm going back to Jordan. What do you think about these comments? And I know you guys are gonna be afraid to call. I get it. You guys will be afraid to call when I hit you in the mouth with some stuff like this. But this wasn't even planned. I had no idea Billy was gonna do this to me today. I'm just trying to keep it straight 100. What do you guys think about these comments that are coming out of 1265 and Bart? That's all I want to know. I just want to know if I'm not overreacting. I'm not really overreacting. It is what it is.
I'm just reacting to what we're hearing.
Yeah, it's just, it is what it is. Can I go? Is Hammer, is he up?
He's ready for you now.
All right, let's go to Hammer. Hammer, you're first up on 105.7 FM Fan. Hammer.
So,
what do you think?
You guys are like the weather today. You're all wet, man, with this. If you listen to the comments that Matt LaFleur is saying, he said enhance. But you continue to ignore the word enhance.
Okay.
Because for the first time in his career for LaFleur, and this is just a practice without pads. It's practice. And he's made some plays. He's enhanced LaFleur's offense. Those are the words from the coach that is coaching Aaron Rodgers. And you're saying that we're back to Mike McCarthy from 5 years ago.
What?
From a practice, from what they're doing without pads on. This is what you come up with today.
Well, let me ask you this, Hammer. But Hammer, let me ask you this now. Don't hang up. Did he enhance McCarthy's offense too?
Hey, I didn't mind McCarthy's offense. Like the rest of you guys on the show, we're saying how stale it was.
No, I didn't say that.
With that.
No, I didn't say it. I didn't say it was stale.
No, Gary. you represent the show that's called The Fan. It's a team of people on your show that
okay, got you
and Sparky, got you, and Leroy, yeah, your team.
Yeah,
so
okay.
When your show says that it was a slow offense, that other people could do it, it was predictable, we agree because we could see what you
I don't know if this show particularly said that, but I'm asking you this question. Didn't he enhance McCarthy's offense? Rodgers?
He did enhance McCarthy's
okay,
offense.
Okay, see, and I agree.
I agree. I don't recall McCarthy coming out and saying that he enhanced his offense.
No, he never said that.
Right, and there was a rub between those two.
Yes.
But LaFleur to come out today and say he enhanced it, I don't think he meant it in a negative way. I really don't.
Oh, no, I don't think it's in a negative way either. Here's what I'm saying to you, Hammer. I think it's back to where we were, where he was enhancing McCarthy's offense.
First practice. And we're already...
Let it go. All right. You're saying let it go. Let it go, Gary?
I'm just saying we should just wait it out. If we
okay.
see it in September, October, November, yeah, then we know that we got a head case.
All right. Thank you, buddy. My man.
All right.
There we go.
Then you'll know if you got a head case. You know you got a good jeweler over at with Dean Murray. You don't have to wait till September, October to know that.
No. My good friend Dean Murray. God, it's tough to come back on that. Dean, but I love Dean. 76 in Layton Plaza in Brookfield, Blue Mountain
Road. Has Dean ever told you not to be the problem?
I know Dean does want me to enhance what he does. I do know that.
That's for sure. He wants you to enhance the product, enhance the sales staff.
Dean wants me to enhance. Dean wants me to enhance. I understand what enhancing is all about. Dean wants me to enhance what he has over there, that where you guys can go and buy and get the best possible deal. And I do sometimes. I go off script. I do a little bit.
Script?
Uh-huh. And Dean wants to give you the best possible deal on any piece of jewelry that he has in his store. Three locations for you, folks. 76 in Layton Plaza, in Brookfield, off of Blue Mile Road and Tri-City National Bank building right there on the second floor. Third location for you good people are in Burlington, Wisconsin. Guys, when you walk in the door, just tell Dean, and he's always there. 76 in Layton, he's mostly there about 70% of the time. But walk in the door, tell Dean that the boys from the Big Show sent you, you're looking for that big discount, and you're going to get it on any piece of jewelry that you have in your store, but you got to mention the guys from the Big Show and you'll get that discount, folks. Go see him today. It's the Jewelry Center. It's Dean Murray.
Is Matt LaFleur going to be in control? 414-799-1250 when the Wendy's Big Show returns. Wendy's Big Show back on the Fans. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, Gary Ellerson here as well, 414-799-1250. Appears like Matt LaFleur is catering a little bit to Aaron Rodgers, as some of us expected. I felt as if it would be a little bit more give and take, Gary. I thought there would be a little bit more back and forth. I expected Matt LaFleur not to be staunch and saying, this is how we're going to run the game. This is how we're going to play football, and that is going to be it. I thought he would be a little adaptive to Aaron Rodgers. I didn't necessarily think that he would open it up and say, hey, Aaron, you go, you be you. You be you, and I'll figure it out over here. That's my job. That's what I do. Players play, coaches coach. I didn't expect him to do that, and I don't necessarily know that he's doing that in some of these comments, but he's definitely not being shy and saying that Aaron Rodgers is going to be Aaron Rodgers.
All right. Here's what we know. Tom Brady. Does it look like he's deviating from the game plan?
No, not much. Seems like he has wiggle room if he's at the line of scrimmage and sees a safety dropping down into a package that's not going to be good for the play that they're running. He'll move out of it, but that's about it.
Everything looks timely.
Yes.
And
in
crisp.
Rhythm.
In rhythm.
Throws her in rhythm.
Can't never get to him.
Three steps, bang.
Slow as molasses.
Five steps, bang.
Reads the defense. Here's the play. Here's what you give me.
If you're going to give me one-on-one up top, I'm going to Gronk all day.
Right?
If not, Edelman across the middle.
The young kid for the Rams.
Jared Goff.
Although had a Super Bowl, they were all over him. Because he's playing a hoodie, they game plan that. But
they knew it was going.
If you watch that offense... This obviously should be a little similar to that. But if you watch that offense, although they threw the long ball, but it was like money. You were getting into a rhythm. the offensive play caller can get into a rhythm. I mean, I'm just saying, I just watched the Packers, and I don't know if it's McCarthy or Rodgers. But when I watch the Packers, I just feel like the offense is just so disjointed. It just didn't look like a lot of other offenses that I'm watching. It just doesn't. And I'm tired of seeing that.
Michael said on Twitter, at 105.7FM, the fan, Gary, I was thinking what you're saying before you said it. Scares me that he is already back onto Jake and Devontae. See Rodgers shunning his other receivers for his favorites once again. Do you believe that's going to be what the issue is? Like that he's got his guys and that's going to be it, and he's going to figure out his way to get Devontae 115 catches every single game.
It's always been that
way. Or every single year.
Always been that way.
Locked in. Yeah. All he's going to do.
Always been that way.
I believe Aaron knows what he's going to have to. Now, the part about the Big Show that I love is we don't have 13-3 Stevie who's saying that it's going to be the Aaron Rodgers revenge tour. I just made the t-shirts to make money.
Right.
Where if this side of it is you got a coach that's going to be cool with him doing this, maybe he opens up situations for you to flourish in the no. Oh, wait, good play. Mm-hmm. Where you can kind of thrive on some form of disjointness, mm-hmm. some form of creativity on the fly. Mm-hmm. A lot of people love Brett Favre doing it, but it also felt like Brett Favre stuck to the script a little bit more than 12 does sometimes.
Yeah,
right.
It feels that way, doesn't it? If you go back to Brett Favre, yeah. I mean, Mike Holmgren wasn't playing that, though.
Then again, Favre just slung it in there. Rodgers wants to throw it away, and he'll dance again next play.
Well, you know, Mike Holmgren did this. Their sound. Mike Holmgren goes up to Rodgers, hey, no more rocket ball, okay?
I was just trying to make a
No more rocket ball, okay? Let's just get into what I mean, and there's sometimes that Rodgers did. I mean that Brett Favre did the no, yes, and there should be leeway for that. Don't get me wrong. I'm not a black and white guy. There is my life does. There is some gray in my life. Don't get me wrong, and you do. And if he's enhancing, then great, enhance it. But I just don't want to get into the same situation where we were in last year, where we just didn't know who was calling plays, but we just didn't know what was going on. Y'all know it. Y'all felt it. We all talked about it, and I never said that Mike McCarthy. I don't think anybody on our show. I can't remember my memory fades me. So, but I can't remember anybody on this show, the Big Show, that said Mike McCarthy's offense was stale.
I remember people calling into the show saying that Mike McCarthy's offense was stale.
And predictable. I don't think nobody on this show said this. I think what we said is that this offense was disjointed under Mike McCarthy.
Gary, you sound like you need a drink or something.
Well, I mean,
This kind of caught you off guard. I feel bad. I caught you off guard with this one.
You really did. You gave me a little laugh this morning, which I probably should have known that something was going on. But
probably should have known I knew something. I heard this and I was like, oh, this is going to be fun. I'm going to be, because Sparky's got the vein. We talk about the vein that goes right over the top of one of his eyes.
Yeah.
You just get the jitter every once in a while, Gary.
Jitter.
And then all of a sudden I see when you get real mad, mm-hmm. Gary will take his whole palm and just rub right into the forehead like I usually do if I'm sweating. But there's like, there's some passion into it when he's like rubbing it back and forth. You can tell like it's hurting.
Right. Yes.
You're rubbing that forehead a
that's
little
when
bit.
Kids, you, and when, that's, what, that's
when you heard
that's
Matt
the daddy
say
one.
That.
That's the daddy one when the kids do something bad, too. You got to think about it before you say it. Like, you really don't want to hurt their feelings, but you want to be the daddy and stuff.
But you got to say something. Like,
right, you got to say
this
something.
This isn't exactly what it
is. I don't know. 414-799-1250. If you think we're right back, just what do you think when you hear this? I mean, I might need a drink.
You might need a drink. We're going to talk about drinks next. And we're going to make everybody feel better. It's a little gloomy outside, but it is summer. Summerfest is within 3 weeks away. We got your chance in how you can win Summerfest tickets today on the Wendy's Big Show coming up next. Gary Ellerson, Bill Schmidt, Anthony Mandela producing the show today. You can join us at 414-799-1250. Just one more time. This is Matt LaFleur on the way out. Talking about Aaron Rodgers and his improvisations in the offense second day of minicamp.
He's played the game a certain style for his whole career, and he's done it at a pretty high level. So I think, you know, just some of the things that he's been able to really enhance within our offense has been, you know, a lot of fun to watch. You saw like that off-schedule play that he made down in the red zone. He made another one to Jake Kumerow where, you know, I didn't anticipate the ball going where it went, but that's where it went, and, you know, it was a touchdown. So, you know, we never want to take that playmaker away from him.
And sometimes great things happen. Sometimes
I missed the whole Kumaro thing in there the first time. How did I miss that?
You knew he was looking for his boy. Your chance at Summerfest tickets on the Wendy's Big Show coming up next. Gary and Billy hanging out with you until 6 o'clock on The Fan. Wendy's Big Show on The Fan. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer running back, alongside Anthony Mandela producing the program here. 414-799-1250 live at 1057fmthefan.com. Wendy's fresh, never frozen inbox. Got one here, Gary. On our question, is Matt LaFleur going to be in control? It comes from David in Menominee Falls. It says, Gary, it just feels like we want there to be an issue between Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers. When does it stop? When does what stop? When, I don't know, when they start winning, I guess? Like, maybe that could be when we stop thinking there could be issues?
Yeah, because we're trying to win Super Bowls.
Haven't seen them play a game yet.
Yeah, we're trying to win Super Bowls, not trying to win games. And it all depends on how you fall in this, the whole McCarthy-Rodgers, because you know that's still out there. And so you're trying to figure out then who's really the problem. Was it really McCarthy? Is it really Rodgers? Only guys left, you got really everybody else. Only guys left is Rodgers. And so we all knew that there was some mix-up between McCarthy and Rodgers and that they didn't get along. He didn't like the play calling. We all know this. And that Rodgers wanted to do his own thing. I don't think that's a secret. I think we all know that. So what's left? Well, Rodgers is the one that is left over now from that. And then we got the quote is Rodgers allegedly there's a quote from Tyler Dunn in that article that Murphy said, don't you be the problem. And so I guess we're alluding to accept coaching, right? I think that's what he's saying.
Murphy made it clear to Rodgers would need to accept coaching. Quote, don't be the problem. He told him, don't be the problem.
Right. So I don't know whether he said that or not. That's all alleged. But so I guess it's. And maybe you're right in what you're saying in some ways. We just said that
was David in Menominee Falls.
David, you may be right. Maybe we're looking for these kinds of things. But what we do know is that it didn't work under McCarthy. And now, if it didn't work under McCarthy, what makes us think that it's going to work under LaFleur? I think that's maybe that's all I'm saying. And maybe I am overreacting. I don't know. But I think when you hear the information, it sounds more like the same.
I think also some of it, Gary, you're a little more excited for Packer football than you thought you
were. Than I let on them. I think I am. Well, this is crazy.
So we got to give away a pair of Summerfest tickets
that's
today.
That's the craziness right here.
Hashtag Big Show Drinks at 105.7 FM, The Fan on Twitter. That's how you can be registered for a pair of Summerfest tickets today. Want to know what your favorite summer drink is? Gary, I was out on the deck the other night on Monday night, got off at 6 and hanging out, no Brewer game, so just enjoying the nice night. And I went with the classic vodka lemonade. That to me is like the classic summer drink for me. If I'm going to have one, I'm going to have a vodka lemonade and kick the feet up and be kind of stock. I feel like it's almost too basic that I want to get out, so I need some help from the people. This is your territory. Summer drinks is what I think Gary Ellerson might do best.
Well, I mean, and you hit it. That's my drink. Vodka, light lemonade, splash of diet tonic.
Now, that's a little adjustment to it. Just a splash.
Splash of diet tonic. Light lemonade, vodka, splash of diet tonic. Now my favorite vodka is Tito's.
Absolutely, you and one in the same over here.
Yeah, I mean, I get a whole gallon of that. Just need to stay away from Rummy's girl. Maybe I have something left over.
Just need to keep it in the locked case.
Yeah, no, she still listens to us now. I mean, don't leave.
We just can't go to work.
No, we gotta take it with us. Don't leave it with her. But I tell you what else, margarita.
Margarita.
I make a hell of a margarita.
But I got to be blended.
Just as Billie Jean. No, mine's not blended because I got the light. I'm going to make you one. And it's sneaky. I do a light margarita that I just put. Boy, I put.
That puts the taco meat on your chest?
Oh.
That makes sense.
Those two drinks. That's my son.
Okay.
I got a concoction already made up in my refrigerator.
So it's like first thing you get home.
Well, not yet. It's got to be hot.
That's true.
I can't drink it.
It's got to be warm.
When it's like this, I can't drink it. It doesn't feel good.
See, to me too, That's Leinen Kugels. I like the yeah, see, I like the taste of like that
see,
upper Wisconsin the summer, but like I can't drink it if it's 45 degrees.
Right. No.
It's got to be nice.
Yeah, I mean I got one marinating right now. Margarita.
So what's your summer drink? Hashtag Big Show Drinks at 105.7 FM The Fan. All entries will have an opportunity for a pair of Summerfest tickets. Now, sadly, they don't let you bring a lot of these. Like, you can't have these a lot at Summerfest, but we'll figure it out. Yeah. Summerfest is coming up 2.5 weeks away mm-hmm. from the big gig down here in Wisconsin. That is your chance to get a pair today. We got a pair tomorrow and Friday to give away here on 105.7 FM The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.